Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 5. Shri Prahlad Uvacha, Tatsadamanye Suryavarya Dehinam, Sadasamud Vigna Diyama Satgrahat, Hedvatma Patam Griham Andakupam Varam Gato Yadarim Ashrieta. Prahlad Maharaj replied, Tut, that, Sadhu, very good, or the best part of life. Manye, I think. Asurya Varya, O King of the Asuras, Dehinam, a persons who have accepted the material body, Sada, always, Samudvigna, full of anxieties, Diyam, whose intelligence, Asatgrahat, because of accepting the temporary body or bodily relations as real, thinking I am this body and everything belongs to this body is mine. Hitva, giving up. Atmapatam, the place where spiritual culture or self-realization is stopped. Griham, the Bali concept of life or household life. Andakupam, which is nothing but a blind well, where there is no water, but no one, nonetheless searches for water. Where there is no water, but one nevertheless searches for water. Vanam, to the forest. Gataha, going. Yat, which. Harim, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashrayeta, may take shelter of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, King of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body, a temporary household life, is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent. And one should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Hiranyakashipu thought that Prahlad, being nothing but a small boy, with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing, but nothing practical. Prahlad Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yes, yasti bhaktira bhagavada kinshana savargunas tatra samasate sura haravaktasya kuto mahadguna manorate nasati dadvato bahi. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction of material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. The Bhagavatam 5.18.12. So-called educated philosophers and scientists simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, temporary. The Vedic conjunction is asato ma totira gama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. Everything else is said apachitam atmatatvam griheshu grihamedinam. Those who attach to the bodily conception of life and who thus stick to life as a grihasta or a householder on the platform of material enjoyment cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlad Maharaj confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that to stop this material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest, vanam. In the Varnashram system, one first becomes a brahmachari, then a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting varnaprastha life, which is between grihastha life and sannyas. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9, Varnashrama Vacharvitaha Purushena Parak Puman Vishnu Aradite. By accepting the institution of Varna and Ashram, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshiping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world and his life will be a failure. Society must have divisions of Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. Prahlad Maharaj recommended that his father accept vanaprastha life because as a grihastha he was becoming increasingly demoniac due to bodily attachment. Prahlad recommended to his father that accepting vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into griham andakupam, the blind well of life as a grihastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advances in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Shri Prahlada Vacha Tatsara Manye Soryavarya Dehinam Sadasamudvigna Diyama Sakrahat Hidvatma Putam Griham Andukupam Vanam gato yad darim ashriyeta. Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matirna Krishne Prataksatova Mito Griha Mito Matirna Krishne Prataksatova Mito Padyeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Govira Vishitam Tamizram Punak Parnas Charvita Charvananam Dite Vidu Swarta Kitim Hi Vishnu Durashaye Vahi Artha Manina Andaya Tandera Bhigiyamanas Te Pishatantra Urudami Vada Naishamati Stavaru Rukramangrin Sri Shatyanartha Bhagavanginartha Mahiyasam Pararuja Vishekam Niskinshananam Navriti Yadvat. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Na Esha, Naisham Matistava. Actually, Matira means our consciousness. So everyone has to put their consciousness somewhere. Because we're alive, we have consciousness. We have to pay attention to something. So according to our taste, what we think we'll find enjoyable or helpful or prevent our becoming disturbed, therefore we put our attention somewhere. But Matirana Krishna, generally speaking, in the material world, people don't like to put their attention on Krishna. Generally, they're putting their attention on things that are going, they think will make them happy or prevent distress. And either they put their attention on things by individual study, swatan, or by others, parata, or by a combination of both, mithya. In any case, everyone is struggling to figure out how to become happy and how to avoid distress. But the last thing they'll put their attention on is Krishna. The last instruction they'll follow is Krishna's instruction. Because no one came to the material world, practically speaking, to surrender to Krishna. Everyone came here as an endeavor to become imaginary, to imagine themselves to be Krishna. But there's so much difficulty to try to become God in this world. Because there's so many other people trying to become God. It's very hard to compete against so many living entities trying to become God. And why do people want to become God? Because Matirana Krishna Paratak Sutova Adanta Govira Vishitam Matirana Krishna Paratak Sutova Mito Vipadyeta Griha Vradhanam. So, what is our attempt to become God? To make, first of all, our body healthy and strong. Because if our body is not healthy and strong, it's very hard to be controlling anything. And if we think we've satisfied that to the best of our ability, then we want a nice house to live in. The first house we live in is this body. So we want a comfortable, strong foundation for the body. And as we put food in the heater, as we put fuel in the heater, so we put food in the stomach, keep the engine stroked. And so we want a nice, comfortable house, to expand our bodily concept of life, nice family to fill up the house. These are my sannyasu, my soldiers, protect the house and protect me. And then we want a nice neighborhood, nice people cut their grass, paint their houses, have nice cars. The nice city to live in where there's a park next door. And then a nice country full of trees, the pit trees, planted of the trees. And all humanity should be happy and maybe feed a few birds also. So in this conception of life, we want a nice, peaceful, happy material existence where everyone is happy and satisfied. And how do we satisfy and make people happy? Adanta govira vichitam tamizram. We have to gratify their senses. Adanta govira. That to gratify the senses, as it says, chintyam aparayam cha pralayantam upashitya kama paboga paramam etavam iti nischitya asya pashish terabhada kama krodha parayana ihanti sanya asya pashishu terabhada chintyam aprayam cha pralayantam pashitya kama pavoga paramam etavam iti nischitya asya pashishu terabhada kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogartam ayin artha sanchayan. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. And therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So we may gratify our senses temporarily, or our mind, but the next moment the mind will become agitated again, wanting more gratification. And then we may try again, and then again we feel temporary satisfaction. We've accomplished something, but then the mind wants something else. So it's not possible to actually gratify the senses or the mind perpetually. There's no peace. Nashti buddhiya yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavanaha nacha bhavyantakshantir ashantasya kutaksukam. For one who is not in Krishna consciousness or divine consciousness can have neither controlled mind nor steady intelligence, without which there's no possibility of peace, and how can there be any happiness without peace? So unless we can find the object of happiness or enjoyment which is steady and eternal, we can't actually be happy. Because we have what we think is going, what makes us happy, but then it disappears and we become unhappy. But even Krishna disappears, still Krishna is there. So Krishna, if one gets Krishna, then one gets perpetual happiness. And if one doesn't, then one will simply, whatever, one becomes Hiranyakashipu, the ruler of the universe, the ruler of the different elements, the five growths and five and the different subtle elements, one cannot find happiness in dead matter. No matter how much one tries or acquires, it's zero. It doesn't matter how many zeros you have, you still wind up with zero at the end. As Prabhupada would say, but if you put a one in front of all those zeros, then it becomes a big number. So we add Krishna to what we're doing, then it becomes significant. So Hiranyakashipu did not understand that. As a matter of fact, he was averse to that type of philosophy. He thought he was good and Krishna was bad. But actually, by thinking Krishna was bad, he was bad, because Krishna is good. Similarly, if one gives up Krishna service, one will have to do something, and whatever one does will be bad. One will be directed by the senses to do so many things. So of course, in our philosophy, we don't say we don't try to satisfy the senses as necessary. Just like salt. If you take, there's no salt in the vegetables, it tastes tasteless. There's no taste. So a little bit of salt is necessary. But if you put too much salt on the vegetables, it's also tasteless. It's also distasteful. So we have to salt the taste, just the amount. Yuktahara viharasya yuktachesa, it's a karmasa. And it should be done in Krishna consciousness. Eating prasadam in remembrance of Krishna, etc. Sleeping and dreaming of Krishna would be ideal. Have children for Krishna, defend Krishna, like that. So these things are, Krishna is there. Then one can actually find the source of satisfaction. But Hiranyakashipu, as we know, when Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Boar, Hiranyakashipu was looking all over the universe to find Krishna, Lord Boar, Varaha, so he could kill him. But Lord Boar thought, well, I'm not supposed to kill Hiranyakashipu. It's my expansion of Nrisimhadev he has to kill him, so I better disappear. But he couldn't figure out where to disappear because Hiranyakashipu was everywhere in the universe. So he became super small and entered into Hiranyakashipu's through his nostril into his heart, because he knew Hiranyakashipu would never find him in his heart, because he never looked internally for anything. He had no conscience. So Varaha was living happily in Hiranyakashipu's heart. I guess he must have made some shared the room with Paramatma. But they get along with each other, so there's no problem. So similarly, materialists will never look inside to find solutions. Instead, they'll simply punak punas charvita charvananam. chew the chew every day, the same eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But they think today it's going to be different. Today it's going to be more wonderful than yesterday. Because they don't know that the goal of life is to reach Krishna. And therefore they settle for insignificant things because they're being led by blind people. Everyone has to choose a leader. So if we don't choose Krishna or Krishna's representative as a leader, we'll be forced to act according to the modes of nature we're situated under and follow some leader, either mentally or from our past remembrance, what our mother told us to do or our father, or externally as some leader in society in some field of activity. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj recommends that one should find a representative of Krishna and serve such a representative who doesn't have any material desires. Serve the instructions of such a person, and that way one will gradually become free from material desires. Now, if we think material desires are desirable, then it's very hard to get free from them. And we think, well, there's some certain desires I don't mind getting rid of, but there's certain precious desires I just can't get rid of. They're really, you know, they're so beautiful and sweet that how can anyone want to get rid of these things? Then we'll have to come back life after life to try to enjoy them. So that's all right. We're going to do that unless we can actually concentrate in Krishna consciousness and get a higher taste. And only by getting the higher taste we can understand that these things are not very valuable. If your whole life you're drinking sweet rice with sand in it, and someone comes along and offers you sweet rice with sugar in it, you may be skeptical. But if you give up for a little while, you're drinking sweet rice with sand, or sandy rice, and you taste the sweet rice, then you may give up the sandy rice. So that's up to us to try to experiment with Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, at least one life, you know, you'll have so many lifetimes. You're eternal, you can have so many lifetimes, whatever species of life you want. But at least one lifetime, experiment with Krishna consciousness and see if it works, if it makes you one happy. And if it does, then you'll actually gain some benefit. Unfortunately, we didn't start as Prahlad Maharaj suggested, Kamara Acharat Pragyo, Dharmam Bhagavatam Iha, Durlabham Manusha Janma, Tadapyadruvam Arthadam. We didn't start from the beginning of Kamara, from the tender age of childhood. And therefore we've developed so many bad habits and desires, but still we should try to use our intelligence and try to understand what is valuable and what is Durashaya, bad shelter, insignificant, will not actually help us, a waste of time, simply produce more and more distress. Imagine having to come back again in this for another lifetime and having to get your baby teeth in again. How painful that would be. And then the dentist anxious to drill every single tooth you have and go through the whole thing again of getting your tonsils out, getting coughs and colds, getting bullied at school, having homework to do, having to pass tests, non-scriptural tests. How distressful it is. Trying to be friendly, develop relationships in school. You're the only Hare Krishna in the school. The only hairless Krishna. So how distressful. So one should try to avoid coming back to this material world and become serious about Krishna consciousness, as Prahlad Maharaj told his father, fearlessly. Aham dvam sarva papebhyo mokshi syami ma suchaha sarva dharma prichaja mamekam sharanam braja So Krishna also says, go to Braj, go to Vrindavan, put your mind in Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj told his father that, and his father, somehow or another, he got darshan of Krishna due to having association with Prahlad Maharaj. Although it was a little painful at first, his darshan, but ultimately he got liberated from such good association. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
You quoted this verse, Matirana Krishna Paratah Satova, that it's impossible to get Krishna consciousness either by one's effort or from outside or by the combination of the two. So why does Prahlad repeatedly teach Hiranyakashipu about Krishna consciousness?
Well, it doesn't say that. Matirana Krishna, they don't put their consciousness on Krishna. Parataksato va mitobi padyeta griha, because they're in the grihastha, the limited conception of griha, bodily concept of life. Therefore they're taking shelter, they're trying to figure out how to solve their problems, either individually or collectively or by a combination of both. So it doesn't say that we're not supposed to put our consciousness on Krishna by hearing from others. It just says that if you reject Krishna, if you don't want to put your consciousness on Krishna, you'll have to find solutions elsewhere to solve your... And why? Because people are in the bodily concept of life. They're looking for bodily solutions. And what is the main thing? Is they're being driven by the unbridled senses. But they just wind up chewing the chewed. So we don't accept Krishna consciousness, that is the solution. We'll have to accept so many other solutions to our problems. Anything else? Yes.
You said that Paramatma must get along with, sorry, Varaha, they must be getting along with Paramatma in the heart. But also we can observe some disagreements between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, or Krishna and Balaram in their lila. So why do they disagree? The same Supreme Personality of God.
That's pastimes. It gets boring when everyone agrees with you in lila. Even in, we find Shakshi Gopal and Lord Jagannath, they disagreed with each other. They couldn't live with each other. But it was considered a quarrel of love. So that's the nature. There's, out of love sometimes there's a disagreement also. That makes variety. Radharani sometimes tells Krishna, get out, I never want to see you again. But of course she doesn't think like that eternally, or else we'd all be in trouble. But sometimes it's like that. That makes things more interesting. Anything else? Yes.
Prahlad is mentioning that grihastha life is not recommended, I think.
The blind well of household life. He doesn't say household. Grihamedi life. He doesn't say grihastha.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? Yes.
Hiranyakashipu is increasingly demoniac. Prahlad sees that Hiranyakashipu is increasingly demoniac. Why do we say that he is increasingly demoniac?
Well, he wasn't quite on the level of the demoniac people nowadays. He didn't decide to eat Prahlad. That comes at the end of Kali Yuga. He was in Satya Yuga. So for Satya Yuga, he was quite a big demon, but he wasn't on the same level as that little people running around eating each other. He was bad, but he wasn't that bad. But he was getting bad. Badder.
How was he getting better?
Badder.
Better?
Well, he started to try to kill Prahlad. At this point, he wasn't killing Prahlad. tried to assassinate him. So he got worse. Okay, thank you very much. Kandaraj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Kidraj.